another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure, pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
That drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House coffee time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With our special guest tonight, Cesar Romero, yours truly, Toby Reed, Barbara Eiler, Harry Lubin, the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. The coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand at any price. Yes, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Well, breakfast is over in the Burns home, and attention is now focused on the morning newspaper. George is trying to concentrate on the sports section, while Gracie reads aloud from her favorite department, the movie gossip column.
Listen to this, George. This column says that Betty Grable has put on a lot of weight, but it doesn't say where.
It doesn't say where?
No, it just says that in her new picture, she has a very fat part.
That means she has a big role.
Around the middle, huh?
Yes, she's on a diet. Now let me read, please.
Oh, here's another interesting item. MGM is going to loan out Walter Pidgeon and Clark Gable. Oh, gee, I wish I belonged to that lending library.
I'll try to arrange it. Now let me read about the golf tournament.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this next item must be wrong.
Murder.
It says that Jane Wyman may get an award for her work in Johnny Belinda. Isn't that the picture where she didn't say anything?
That's right.
Well, who'd give a prize to a woman who doesn't talk?
Any husband in America. Now, will you please let me read about the golf tournament?
Yes, dear.
Thank you.
Oh, listen to this.
More stuff, huh?
It says that Bill Goodwin and Cesar Romero met at Romanoff's restaurant last night and had an altercation.
Really?
Mm-hmm. George, why don't you ever take me to Romanoff's and buy me an altercation?
An altercation is a fight.
Oh.
Bill and Romero are probably fighting over some girl.
Oh, that's terrible. I hate to think of Bill doing that.
Yeah, he'd be better off married. Hey, I see where Ben Hogan just shot a...
That's it.
Huh?
You're absolutely right. Bill's got to get married.
I didn't say that.
He's wasting his life. Let's arrange the wedding right away, huh?
Wait a minute. That's Bill's business, not ours.
But it is our business, George. We're more than just Bill's friends. We're like his family. Well, I think of you as his father. Now I think of myself as his kid sister.
Maybe Bill doesn't want to get married. Maybe he's having too much fun.
Well, it's time he got married and stopped having fun.
That'll do it.
What was that?
Nothing, I ate something, you see. Now forget about Bill.
Well, I can't. I'm worried about him. Running around nights fighting with Cesar Romero. He ought to marry a nice girl and stay home and fight with her.
Sure.
I'm going to call Bill and tell him to come right over here so you can talk to him.
Me?
Well, sure, this is all your idea.
All I said was that...
What's the matter, George? Don't you like marriage? Aren't you happy married to me?
Of course I'm married. And I think that Bill should get married someday. I only hope that he gets a girl as sweet and as pretty and as charming as you.
Oh, George, you're silly.
I am?
Well, sure, you'll never get one like me. No, I'll phone Bill to come right over. That must be Bill.
Now listen, Gracie, don't try to force him into marriage. Let Bill make his own decision.
I will. Come in.
Hi, Burns.
Hello, Ann.
Oh, hello, Bill. Bill, have you got any plans for tonight?
No, Gracie.
Oh, good. You're getting married.
What?
You're getting married. It's George's idea.
All I said
was... Yeah, and
was...
he's right, Bill. You're wasting your life as a bachelor.
Wasting it? I'm using every minute.
But you'd be better off married, wouldn't you, George?
Well, Gracie is right, Bill. When I was single, I used to run around just like you. One night a beautiful blonde, the next night a gorgeous redhead. But, Bill, was I happy?
Well, I don't know. Think back, were you?
Boy, was I happy. Get married, Bill. It's nice. It's nice.
Don't you know some girl you'd like to settle down with, Bill?
Well, Gracie, if I ever do get married, Jean Meredith is the only girl I'd consider. She's my special honey.
Jean Meredith? Well, why haven't we met her?
Well, I don't take her out in public. I'm hiding her from Cesar Romero, the wolf.
Cesar Romero, huh?
Yeah. He's the poor girl's Bill Goodwin.
Cesar Romero is pretty terrific, Bill. The women at my bridge club voted him the man they'd most like to have shuffle their deck.
Did you vote for him?
Not me. No, I voted for you.
Well, thanks.
Nobody shuffles like you do.
Yes, I'm a pro at shuffling.
Well, Bill, if
you... Like after my father.
Oh?
He's one of the greatest shufflers in the business.
Bill, if you want to keep Cesar Romero away from Jean, why don't you marry her?
But, Gracie, stop trying to force me into matrimony.
Oh, it's George's idea.
All I said...
George, leave me alone.
Okay, it was my idea.
I'll get married just as soon as I'm tired of running around in about 50 or 60 years.
But, Bill, you won't be able to get a pretty wife when you're old and feeble.
Well, why not? George did. Well, I'm not worried, Gracie. When I'm ready to get married, there'll be plenty of fish in the ocean.
Oh, Bill, don't marry one of those. Marry a woman.
What, Bill?
You don't want a honeymoon with a halibut.
What, Bill?
You can't warm your feet on a flounder.
Don't worry, Gracie. When and if I get married, it'll be to Jean Meredith.
Oh, good. Say, Bill, I've got an idea. Why don't you bring Jean over to dinner tonight so we can meet her?
Well, this ought to be a safe place. I know George couldn't take it away from me.
Well, he could if he wanted to. My little man is the Humphrey Bogart type.
You think George is the Bogart type?
Well, sure. Everyone does. When we walk down the street, people say, "Look, here comes Gracie with her bogeyman."
I'll see you for dinner, Willie.
Okay, Bogey. Bye, Gracie.
Bye.
Gracie, you embarrass me. I couldn't steal Bill's girl. It would take a guy like Cesar Romero to do that.
Hey, that's a great idea, George. We'll get Romero over here to flirt with Jean. How do you think of those things?
All I said
was... If Bill thinks he's losing her, he'll propose. Oh, George, you're a genius.
Look, all I said
I'll go right over and get Cesar Romero.
Hold it. Bill Goodwin said he didn't want to marry her, and that's that, and I'll forget it.
Well, you don't have to get angry, George. If you don't want me to get Cesar Romero, just say so. You're the boss, you know.
Good.
If you say I'm not going to Romero's house, I'm not going.
Okay, you're not going.
I am, too.
I thought I was the boss.
Well, you are, except when we disagree.
Well, I give up.
Oh, congratulations, you're the boss
again. I'm the boss again, I
think. Gee, maybe it's dangerous for me to be here at Cesar Romero's alone. He's such a wolf. Oh, well, I'm here. Oh, I'll bet the minute he opens the door, you'll get fresh with me. Well, if he does, I'll call the police. I'll show him.
How do you do?
Oh, yeah, police!
Hey. What's the idea?
That'll teach you to get fresh with me.
I beg your pardon?
I accept your apology. Now, if you think you can act like a gentleman, let's introduce ourselves. I'm Mrs. George Burns.
I'm Cesar Romero.
Mr. Romero, I want you to understand right now that you've got to behave yourself around me.
Mrs. Burns, I swear you an oath. Again?
There'll be no swearing in front of me.
Esta simpática señora está loca.
Never mind making that romantic talk. You Frenchmen are all alike. Now behave.
Mrs. Burns, would you like a chaperone?
No, sir, I won't touch a drop. might just as well make up your mind that I'm one girl who's different.
Different is quite an understatement. May I ask what brought you here?
There you go, getting fresh again. Talking about my legs.
Your legs?
That's what brought me here. I know all your little wolfish tricks. I wasn't born yesterday.
Ah, Mrs. Burns, you may rest assured that I would never make advances to a girl who's underage, like you.
Well, oh, we're going to get along just fine.
Sure, I wasn't born yesterday either.
But just to be absolutely honest with you, I'm already of age.
No.
Yes.
You're 21?
Oh, 21, I thought you meant 18. Well, enough about me. I came to talk about Bill Goodwin. Now, I've got a scheme to get Bill married.
Wonderful. Well, he's my biggest rival. What's your plan?
Well, Bill has a girl he likes well enough to marry. But he won't ask her until he thinks someone else wants her. And that's where you come in.
Oh, I get it. I make a play for the girl. Bill thinks he's losing her. He proposes. She accepts. Yes. And bingo, they're married. Then I'll have every girl in town tied up.
Oh, don't tie them up. Give them a fighting chance.
Yeah. Now, what's this girl's name?
Her name is Jean Meredith. Do you know her?
Jean Meredith? I must know her. Let me look in my address book.
Oh, good heavens. Is that great big thing the address book of your girl?
Well, this is just the M's. Now, let's see. Ah, here we are. Meredith. Meredith A, Meredith B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J. Well, now, Meredith Jane, Meredith Janet, Meredith Jacqueline, Meredith Jacqueline. Meredith Joan, Meredith June. No Meredith Jean. I guess Bill's been holding her incommunicado.
Well, you know Bill. He'll hold her any place they happen to be.
Yes. Now, how do we put our plan in operation?
Oh, well, I'll have Bill and Jean at my house tonight, and you drop in about 8 o'clock and turn on the charm.
It's a date. This is a wonderful idea, Mrs. Burns. You've really got a brain.
Oh, yeah? Police!
Now what's wrong?
You got too intimate.
I said you had a brain. Is that intimate?
It must be. Not even my husband ever said that. Oh, George, your plan to get Bill married is working out beautifully.
My plan? Gracie,
I talked to Cesar Romero and he's coming over. He'll flirt with Jean, and Bill will think he's losing her, so he'll propose they'll get married and have a whole house full of little ones.
Well, don't count your chickens before they hatch.
Oh, George, you're so innocent. They won't have chickens. They'll have babies.
No.
Yeah.
Every year, something new.
Now, when Bill and Jean are here tonight, you show them how happy married life is.
Not me. I want no part of the scheme.
Oh, you're not happy. I'm a failure. You're miserable, and now everyone will know.
Okay. I like Tappy.
Oh, thank you, dear. Oh, that must be Jean.
Jean? Isn't she coming?
Over early. I want to have a little talk with her. Come in.
Hello, Mrs. Burns. I'm Jean Meredith.
Oh, hello, Jean. I'd like you to meet my husband, George.
Hello, Jean.
How do you do, Mr. Burns? It's awfully nice of you folks to invite Bill and me over.
Well, we want you to see how happy married life is.
Are you and Mr. Burns happy?
Oh, yes. George, be happy. We laugh all the time.
Mrs. Burns, isn't it hard to keep house and have a career both? I mean, isn't it just drudgery to come home from the studio and have to cook dinner?
Oh, Jean, if you were cooking for one you love, would you call it drudgery?
No. Oh, I guess I wouldn't.
Well, neither does George. He's as happy as a lark, aren't you, dear? Well, have we sold you on marriage, Jean?
I don't have to be sold, Mrs. Burns. I want to get married the worst way.
Well, now, that's funny. I said the same thing to Mother when I brought George home to meet her. I said, Mother, I want to get married the worst way. And she said, well, this is it.
A mother craves me. Come in.
Hi, Burnses. Hello, Jeannie, honey.
Hello, Bill.
We were just showing Jean how happy married life is, weren't we, George? George.
Huh?
Be happy.
Oh.
thought before you got married, dear. And now? Oh, marriage is so happy, Bill. Why, George gets up 3 or 4 times during the night just to laugh and then goes back to bed again.
Yeah, bad.
Uh-oh, there's someone at the door, George. George.
Come in.
Hello, everyone. Am I late?
Cesar Romero. What are you doing here?
I'm here to have dinner.
Well, you out-of-work actors will do anything for a handout, won't you?
Out of work? I just finished a picture.
Well, if you're in it, believe me, it's finished.
You should talk. I saw your last picture. At least I hope it was your last picture.
Boys, boys. Act your age.
At his age, who can act?
Oh, I didn't know you two were friends.
They're not. They're Abbott and Costello.
But I don't believe Gene and Cesar have met. Gene, may I present Mr. Romero?
How do you do?
Well. Hello.
Get away from my girl, Romero.
Your girl?
Yeah, she belongs to me.
Well, congratulations. You have a lovely daughter.
Hey, listen, I'm not old enough to have a daughter her age. I just reached 30.
I bet you had to lean back a long way to reach it.
Take it easy, Butch. Remember, it's my income tax that pays your old age pension.
Now, boys, don't just go talking to each other. Say some nice things like that to Jean, too. In the meantime, George and I will get dinner on the table. Come on, George. Are you happy? George, I called you and Cesar Romero into the den here for a little conference because things aren't going so well.
I know. Bill still hasn't proposed to Jean.
Well, I've tried my best to make him jealous. Gosh, I did everything but propose to Jean myself.
Hey, that's it. You proposed to Jean. That'll force Bill to propose.
Well, I've never done anything like that. I wouldn't know what to say. What did George say?
Well, we were in vaudeville then, living in hotels, and George proposed to me with a romantic little poem.
Gracie, please.
He said, come be my bride. I'll be your groom. Let's save the price of that extra room.
Only I put it to music. Come be my bride and I'll be a groom.
George.
Let's save the price
George.
Of that extra room.
George. Yes. I'll propose my own way. You folks wait here.
All right.
Well, you back again, bit player?
Quiet, stand-in. Jean, darling, I've come to ask you to take my hand.
Yeah, Jean, help the old gentleman to the door.
Pay no attention to him, Jean. I'm asking you to be my wife, to marry me.
What?
Marry you? Oh, Jean, did you hear what that big schnook said? Tell him, honey.
All right. I'd be happy to marry you, Cesar.
That's telling him, baby. Huh?
I said I'd marry him. He's just the man I've been waiting for. He's got everything.
Well, but he's had it so long. Hey, honey, reconsider. What can this guy offer you?
I can offer her the greatest thrill that life holds in store for a woman. Plenty of Maxwell House coffee.
That Maxwell House coffee?
Yes, that rich, mellow blend of the finest Latin American coffee. Radiant roasted to the very peak of flavor perfection. Good to the last drop.
Oh, no. Not my commercial, too.
We'll go to Latin America on our honeymoon, Jean. And I'll show you where they grow those superb coffee beans that go into fragrant, delicious Maxwell House. The Manizales, Medellins, Bucaramangas.
How do you like that? First he steals my girl, and now he's meddling with my Bucaramangas. I'll kill myself. That's what I'll do.
Now, Bill.
Don't touch me, you nasty person. I'm going to go kill myself. I've got nothing to live for. No girl. No sponsor. No nothing.
We certainly fixed him, didn't we, Jean?
Yes, now we can be married. You wait here while I get my hat and coat.
Yes, sir, now we can be married.
Married? I don't want to get married. What happened? Mrs. Burns! Oh, Mrs. Burns!
Yeah, what is it, Caesar?
I proposed and Jean accepted me. She's going to marry me.
Oh, you traitor. You stabbed Bill in the back right in front of his face.
Well, you've got to do something. I don't want to marry Jean.
All right. My husband got you into this, so I'll get you out. You go in and talk to George. I'll handle Jean.
Oh, thanks a million.
Oh, Mrs. Burns, did you hear the news? I'm going to marry Caesar Romero.
Oh, yes, he told me, and I think it's wonderful. I know you'll be very happy.
Oh, I'm sure we will.
Oh, of course. Money isn't everything.
Money?
Well, what if he did lose his job at the studio? You can't buy happiness.
You mean he's been let out?
No, his clothes still fit him. He just lost his job.
I thought he was doing so well.
Oh, he was until he started drinking.
Drinking?
Only whiskey. He never touches soda. But I know the three of you will be very happy.
The three of us?
Yes, you and Caesar and his other wife.
Caesar has another wife?
Oh, it's nothing to worry about. He doesn't love her.
Well, then why hasn't he divorced her?
Well, Caesar's father is very fond of her. She takes care of him, puts him on his rocking horse. Brings him his little hat with the propeller on top.
Good heavens, his father must be a lunatic.
Yes, but so lovable. I know you'll be very happy. Oh, there's just one thing. When you're around Susan's father, wear an old dress that you won't mind having torn.
What?
Well, he thinks people are bananas and tries to peel them.
I can't marry into a family of crazy people.
Oh, only the men are crazy. When they reach the age of 35, they all crack up.
When will Caesar be 35?
Not until February. You've got a whole month to be happy.
I'm getting out of here, and you can tell Mr. Romero that I never want to see him again.
But, Jean, you're throwing away your happiness.
Goodbye.
All right, boys, you can come out now.
We heard your little scene, Gracie.
Yeah, Gracie, you were great. How do you think of those things?
Oh, it's just a gift. Lots of people are amazed in my brain, but it's really nothing.
How true.
Well, you certainly saved me. You see, there's only one girl in this whole world that I could ever marry. Gertrude Mills. She's completely devoted to me.
Oh, I'm glad I could help.
Hi, folks.
Bill, I thought you went out to kill yourself.
Well, I did, but when I went to the drugstore to buy poison, the cutest little redhead waited on me. She looked at me, and I looked at her, and now we're engaged.
A redhead? What drugstore was this?
Schwab.
And the girl's name?
Gertrude Mills.
Oh, no, no! This morning I was a happy man. Now I'm going nuts.
Well, what do you know? He just turned 35.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin, and the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Gracie, next week our guest will be Jean Kelly.
Jean Kelly? An Irish girl, huh?
Gene Kelly is a man. He's that great dancer we saw in the movies the other night.
Oh, that Gene Kelly.
Yes.
Oh, he's sensational. And next week I'll be able to dance with him.
Wait a minute. I want you dancing with Gene Kelly. What about me?
Well, all right. We'll take turns dancing with him. Now, you happy?
Good things.
The easy way.
Do you like good things the easy way? Then get instant Maxwell House coffee.
So good.
So good. True coffee flavor and fragrance, because instant Maxwell House is not a so-called coffee product. It's all pure Maxwell House coffee in instant form.
And so easy.
So easy. Instant Maxwell House means great coffee instantly in your cup. No fuss, no muss, no bother. Today, try Instant Maxwell House. Instantly good to the last drop. Until next Thursday, when we'll have as our special guest, Gene Kelly, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's favorite brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.